insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذي خلقني فهو يهدين.
Who created me, and he it is who guides me.
والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين.
And it is he who feeds me and gives me drink.
وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ.
And when I am ill, it is he who cures me.
Dear listeners, as you were with us previously, we were discussing the 78th verse of chapter Shu'ara. In the previous verses, we understood that Prophet Abraham started his invitation from his relatives, close ones, and he brought forth some logical arguments for these idol worshippers as to warn them and awaken their hearts of what they were truly worshipping. He said that these idols you're worshipping, they're not able to harm you, nor they're able to benefit you at any aspect, and you need to be thinking of something else. In response, they said, وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا. They said that we have found our ancestors doing so and we will continue it. But the Prophet, Abraham, says, this is the Lord of the worlds I must be worshipping. He starts to introduce this Lord of the worlds. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. Who created me, and himself guides me, and himself feeds me and provides me to drink. One point that is worth mentioning again is that khalaqani is used in past tense in this verse, which means the creation is one thing, but yahdin is used in simple present tense, which is an evidence to the continuity of guidance and the fact that human beings need this guidance throughout their lives. It seems that by this statement, Abraham implies that from the first point of his life and creation, he has always been with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has also been with him, so that he feels his presence in his life. He feels his presence in his living. So, Prophet Abraham implies that he is a true friend, and whoever takes this one as friend will reach salvation.
الله تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ, who created me and himself guides me. Next to stating the first stage of lordship, which was the stage of guidance after creation, Abraham mentions another aspect of lordship, which is material bounties and the fact that he can benefit him at any cost. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ, and himself feeds me and provides me to drink. So all the bounties I see in this universe, they are all from him. He's my whole entity, as well as my drink and my food. They are all from him. He is the one who has created these, and they are all his blessings. Not only when I'm sound and healthy, I'm involved in his blessings, but also when I become sick, it is he who heals me. So he continues, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, and whenever I am sick, then he heals me. The interesting thing in these verses is that even the action of it'am and giving food and yasqeen, which is giving water to drink, they are ascribed to the Lord of the worlds, which means that the fact that we eat is something, the fact that we drink is something, but the aspect of feeling full, the aspect of being satiated is something else that is God's action. Anyway, he says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, whenever I'm sick, he is the one who heals me. Sickness is sometimes from his side too, but observing etiquette in speech, Abraham attributes it to himself, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, and this is another level of monotheism, way beyond what we are able to understand from the prophet of that time. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, whenever I get sick, he heals me. فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. We will continue our discussion about the description of Almighty Allah based on these verses, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.